One time, ladies and gentlemen, we are live and direct.
Hey, this is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ. We're the hosts of Discarder Radio.
Here in Vancouver. Vancouver.
Here our new take on the 30-year legacy of Discarder Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly. Featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah!
Tune in every Tuesday from 5 to 6 for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. It's Discorder Radio.
Discorder.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9
FM. 101.9
FM
in Vancouver.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
These minstrels will soothe my jangled nerves.
I'd just like to say this gig sucks.
Hey, up yours, Springfield.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday
to you.
Go to hell, you old bastard.
Hey, I think they liked us.
Have the Rolling Stones killed.
Oh, sir, those aren't...
Do as I say.
5 o'clock Tuesday, time for Discorder Radio. That was the Ramones, along with Smithers and Mr. Burns from The Simpsons. As we present to you our Discorder Radio birthday theme, many reasons why it is the birthday theme, one of which is that yesterday, January 26th, was the birthday of, it was the birthday of the signing of the Confederate document in India. Sorry, I'm getting it wrong. Okay, it was Australia's birthday. It was the launch of the Republic in India. CJ, thank you very much. And it was the birth of one of the greatest Canadians ever, Mr. Wayne Gretzky. So without further ado, let's kick off. Discord Radio presents the birthday theme. This is The Pursuit of Happiness. Wayne Gretzky rocks. Discord Radio, CITR.
Walter Gretzky had a son. He grew up to be the great one. He came from Brantford, Ontario. He liked Gordie Howe, you know. Americans don't understand the national sport of the Northland. The world's best game, they're always dissing, but they don't know what they They just watch Wayne Gretzky play, then they watch hockey every day. Actually, I like the Hawks, but boy, oh boy, Wayne Gretzky rocks. All right. When I lived in Edmonton, he made the city of champions. The Oriens and Mako by his side, he built a frigid city with pride. Out to LA to help bring hockey to the USA. Everyone hated Peter and Jennifer, trading the best player on the planet. Trading him and sure enough, he took the Kings to the Stanley Cup. Actually, I like the Hawks, but boy, oh boy, Wayne Gretzky rocks.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. That was Mo Berg and The Pursuit of Happiness, a.k.a. TPOH. Most of the members from Toronto, one of the members from Edmonton, writing about one of the greatest Canadians of all time who turned 54 years young yesterday. Oh, then again, he is a grandfather now. That's right, Paulina Gretzky, his daughter, having a giving birth to a baby a couple months ago, so Wayne Gretzky's now grandpa.
I'll take your word for it, Wayne.
Okay,
sure.
Anyway, well, she went from basically porn star to daughter.
Whoa. Really?
Have you not seen some of the racy photos she's putting up herself all over the internet?
All right. This is different, different show.
Yeah, we're going off in different tangents. I think the excitement of the birthday theme is making me giddy. Lots of reasons that it's the birthday show. CJ, why don't you explain one of those reasons right now?
Sure. As the token Indian in this room, January 26th was the Republic Day of India, in which the Constitution of India came into effect, replacing the British Empire's Government of India Act.
There you go. And I guess being the closest thing to an Australian in this room after spending a couple of years in Australia, January 26th was also the day that Captain Cook's first fleet landed on the shores of Australia back in 1787, January 26th. Mm-hmm. Of course, Wayne Gretzky's birthday we just discussed, and so many other reasons, which we're going to cover over the next hour here on Discorded Radio. That, of course, with DJ CJ, I'm Wade. We're here joined by Matt Muse and Liz Holiday. How you guys doing?
Yo, yo.
Doing very well, thank you.
All right. What are some other reasons why we're into this birthday theme this week?
Well, what we discovered is that on Thursday, there is a show at the Imperial called Vancouver, which is through the radio station 104.3. And they have been running this event called, or a competition called Vancouver throughout, I guess, last year, was it?
I'm not sure how long, but at least a bunch of months now.
Right, and a bunch of bands will get together on the Vancouver nights, and we'll do covers of different 80s songs, and there's a winner from each night. And so this week, what they have on Thursday is a bunch of the winners of Vancouver from throughout the year, which includes Vince Vaccaro, Ben Sinister, The Gay 90s, John Bryant, and Chersey. They are playing a show at the Imperial that is by donation, and it is specifically doing covers of songs from 1983.
A huge year for us here at Discorder Radio, at CITR and Discorder Magazine. It was the year that it was the year that Discorder Magazine was launched. Our first issue was February of 83, so we're coming up on our 32nd birthday this week. There you go, birthday
Happy
theme.
Happy birthday, Discorder.
Nice. 83 was also...
Isn't that also when we got the FM license?
That's what it was. Or 82, did it go to... It went to 82. Oh. 82, it went...
So close.
There was some reference of 82, 83. Well, I know that 83 is when Discorder magazine launched, so that's good enough for us. Yeah. And, yeah, so, but anyways, 1983 is the year that they're covering, and we're going to play on the artist who's part of that special night. Her name is Chersey. We had a chance to meet her at the Peak Performance Project a couple months ago. She is a colorful character, to say the least, and this is a fantastic cover of Walk Like an Egyptian, the song that she performed to get into the contest. All right, check her out this Thursday night. In the meantime, here she is on Discorder Radio, Chersey, CITR 101.9.
Walk like an Egyptian. Walk like an Egyptian. We'll be right back. Slide your feet up the street, bend your back, shift your arm, then you pull it back. Life is hard, you know, so strike a pose on a Cadillac. If you wanna find all the cops, they're hanging out in the donut shop. They sing in the dance, spin the clubs, cruise down the block. All the cops in the donut shop say, walk like an Egyptian. Walk like an Egyptian.
One time, ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Disorder, 101.9 FM, CITR.ca, here in Vancouver. My name is Charlie Tuna from Jurassic 5. We are live and direct. Stop playing and tune in.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Come join Vancouver Local Spring for their tour homecoming show January 31st at the Hindenburg. With guests Dead Soft and Cave Girl. This one's an early show, so make sure to show up at 8 o'clock to catch Cave Girl. Tickets will be available at the door. Spring, Dead Soft, and Cave Girl at the Hindenburg Saturday, January 31st.
We are back on Discorder Radio. Fancy Pants from Ben Sinister and Walk Like an Egyptian from Chrissy. Two of the acts will be playing this Thursday at the Imperial as part of their Van Cover Night, featuring the year 1983, the same year that Discorder magazine launched and dreams were born here at CITR. It was also the one-year anniversary of when they got their FM license, which was 82. Hence the earlier confusion. But yes, 83 was a big year. As we've been going on with this birthday show, we've been looking back at Discorder history and looking back in the pages of the first Discorder magazine, which came out 32 years ago next month, 32 years ago next week, actually. Liz, who are some of the acts that were covered in that? In that 1983, that first copy back in 83. What were going on in this 83 rant?
It looks like there's some mention of the Eurythmics, which is kind of exciting. Echo and the Bunnymen, Jen Wobble, the Stranglers, the Pyramids, and Rank and File.
Yes.
Some of the ones
mentioned. L.A. Cowpunk from 1983, Rank and File.
That sounds incredible.
L.A. Cowpunk.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get a chance to play that later in the show. We'll see if we have time to squeeze it in. But a band we did want to play in reference to this birthday theme, 1983, is a band called DOA. They're Vancouver legends. They've been around for, well, at least 32 years. Actually, I think they go back to 1979. So was that 35, 36 years?
Yes.
They've played many a show here at UBC, including this auditorium that's right through the window here. The upstairs of the sub here at UBC, they were featured in that first issue. And they're also playing back-to-back shows this weekend. They're playing one show in Abbotsford at the Foundation, along with a band called The Jolts and another band called The Injectors. The Jolts, by the way, have got a logo that's very reminiscent of the 90s soda Jolt Cola. You guys remember that? Jolt Cola? It's kind of like it's almost like before Red Bull became big, Jolt Cola was like the drink that all the kids would get all hopped up on. Anyways, I'm sure DOA has got hopped up on Jolt Cola back in the day. They're also playing this No Kinder Morgan expansion benefit show at the Biltmore, along with Ford Pier, Vengeance Trio, and Aging Youth Gang. So DOA, back-to-back shows in Vancouver this weekend, and to honor their 1983 connection to Discorder magazine, let us play a track right now from DOA. This is actually off their latest album. The track is called Who the Hell You Think You Are. DOA, Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9.
Who the hell do you think you are?
Pour yourself a glass of porn.
Who the hell do you think you are? fucking bitch.
What the hell do you think you are?
Watch her leave cause she hates your guts.
What the hell do you think you are?
You think I'm very, very mad.
What the hell do you think you are?
Why you ain't shit, ain't shit to me.
Hi, I'm Hoxley Workman.
Hi, I'm Parker Bosley.
And I'm Steve Beza, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on 101.9 CITR Radio, Vancouver.
And this is Mounties!
And this is Mounties!
But seriously, it is Mounties.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. That was Rec Center, Monster of the Week. Rec Center, our cover band for the Jan-Sember issue. Back-to-back with DOA, who was a band covered on our very first issue way back in February of 83. This is our birthday theme. 83 is a year that's being referenced a lot this weekend. DOA playing back-to-back shows. The Jan-Sember issue, we've been hyping up now for, I guess, the last 7 weeks on Discorder Radio, and it all comes to an end officially this weekend with the launch of the new month and the new February issue. And speaking of launches, that means it's time for a new launch party. Yes, keeping it going. We had a great launch party back on December 4th at the Hindenburg, where yours truly and Liz Holiday here, we got to enjoy our 15 seconds of fame on stage, hanging out with the bands. That was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And Rec Center, they killed it that night. It was put on a great show. Alex Hudson, he's been known to ride the bus to North Van.
Yes.
You want to share this? Tell the story.
I was just sharing the story that last week, I think, I was on the bus and recognized Alex Hudson and we rode all the way to North Van together, but I wasn't sure if he would recognize me, and I didn't want to fangirl, so I just quietly sat there and, you know, observed that we rode the bus together. And
but now that you're in Discord Radio, you don't have to fangirl. You can just, like, industry girl.
I know, but I haven't...
Talk shop!
I haven't yet learned the ropes of that, but I should have taken that opportunity to try. Next time, Alex Hudson, if I see you on the bus, I promise I will say hello.
There you go. Awesome. Maybe you'll get a chance to cross paths on the bus with one of the two bands playing this Thursday at the Lido, which is the venue for our February launch. A couple bands, one of whom is called... Did You Die? Another band is called Brass. We played some of Brass last week. Did You Die? We're going to hear from them shortly. But again, quick mention, it is this Thursday night at the Lido. 8 o'clock it starts. Lido located 518 East Broadway, basically Broadway between Fraser and Kingsway. It'll be my first time going to the venue. Very excited to check it out. And it's going to be a great night. So come on down and check out the February launch of Discorder Magazine with... Did You Die? Let's actually, you know what, this track's a little on the slow side. Let's play the other one there about All the Way to Her. There you go. Yeah, I like the feeling this one. Okay, this is All the Way to Her. Did You Die? Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Tuesday night in the wee hours after the big announcement. Something similar is going to happen tonight. In about 7 hours' time, they're going to announce the winner of the third and final semifinal installment of Shindig. And Liz, who are the three bands that are going to be taking the stage tonight?
Tonight we have Tarantula Head, the Purple Heart Social Club, and Feng Shui.
Okay, let's do a little sample of each of these bands right now. I'll start it off with Tarantula Head doing a little sample of the Voltrap family.
HOA, rules to obey, something is wrong, state of the law.
There you go. Tarantula Head, Voltron Family. They will be taking the stage tonight against a couple other acts. Another act we'll be seeing, hearing from tonight are these lovely ladies who we first got exposed to at the Victory Square Block Party way back on September 1st. And even though they were competing against some big productions, namely Raised on DJs on the last Shindig prior to Christmas, who was, and by the way, Raised on DJs was like huge. It was like seven people on stage. It was massive. But unfortunately they paled in comparison, at least in the judges' eyes, to this group here. This was Purple Hearts Social Club. Let's give a little sample of them from this track is called Holding You.
There
you go, Purple Heart Social Club with Holding You. Bringing a bit of 90s R&B influence to Shindig. And that's the thing about Shindig. You never really know what you're going to get. It's a very eclectic forum. Lots of bands of all sorts of different sounds end up emerging victorious. And tonight's, you know, the three bands playing tonight all have very different sounds as well. But the third band in the mix going against Purple Heart Social Club and Tarantula Head is Feng Shui. And this is a track called Chiquilla. This has kind of been the personal favorite of us here out of the three bands so far. Not to play favoritism, but based on the studio stuff. So we're going to actually play the entire song, Feng Shui. And here you go. This is Chiquilla, Feng Shui, Discorder Radio, and CITR 101.9.
She fell from heaven, it must have hurt like ow.
Ooh, Shiquilla.
Shaquilla. You know she is my hair.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, Shaquilla Feng Shui. They're playing tonight at Shindig, semifinals night number 3 versus Purple Heart Social Club versus Tarantula Head. All the action starts around 9:30 at the Hindenburg, which is 23 East Cordova or West Cordova?
West Cordova.
I just know how to get there now. I don't know if it's east or west, but I know where it is. It's been a great last 12 weeks there. Whoever emerges victorious tonight will take on Skim Milk and Still Creek Murder. And the winner will get a recording package, a showcase at Music Waste, a showcase at Canadian Music Week, a feature here in Discorder Magazine, on Thunderbird Radio Hell, posters, buttons, lots of great stuff. Oh, even get a music industry consultation from Nimbus Recording. Maybe from Mr. DJ CJ himself.
Sounds good to me.
Nice. So lots of good stuff for whoever wins Shindig. Of course, the finals are next Friday night. So we still have a few minutes left in the show. Our birthday theme. It was Wayne Gretzky's birthday. It was Australia's birthday, India's birthday, the birth year of Discorder as being celebrated this weekend at the Vancouver show. And what else is happening, birthday or otherwise, Matt Muse?
Well, one thing I was noticing this week is, do you listen to the popular CBC radio program Q?
Yes, I do.
Have you happened to tune in this week at all?
I have not.
Oh, well, if you had, you'd notice that Vancouver's own Shad has been hosting this week.
Nice.
Well, Vancouver by way of, you know, Ontario. But anyway, we like to claim him as our own whenever we can because he's a real good rapper.
He did do a master's out at SFU. So, I mean, after, you know, spending his formative educational, post-secondary educational years out here, we'll okay. Give some BC credit.
Yeah, I'll take it. Anyway, well, yeah, he played at the final block party out at the field, McInnes Field, out front of the station there.
Yeah, we actually had a nice intimate chat with him backstage. Really nice guy. He had a chance. CJ and I were there back, I guess that was last April.
Yeah, he also appeared in a very silly video that I worked on where we tried to track down Dan Mangan, and he played along. He was a good sport.
He's a very good sport.
We had a fun little interview with him, yes. Too, for the Syrup Trap. But yeah, I wanted to give him a shout out for his hosting gig this week. His first day was a little, I gotta say, a little wooden. Like, he was just very clearly going off his script. But today he was much more conversational. He's really getting into the groove of it. So
nice.
I'm stoked to listen to it because I listen to CBC at work all day. So I'm looking forward to the rest of the week. And yeah, so the track I want to play, he and there's a DJ from Halifax by the name of Scratch Bastard, with an ID at the end, Scratch Bastard. Anyway, he's an awesome scratcher, of course, and he's did lots of good old school style hip hop production. So he and Shad did a collaborative EP, I guess summer of 2013. It's called The Spring Up, and it's the Cadence Weapon from Edmonton is also on there. It's kind of this like pan Canadian hip hop like little sampler, and also the first track called Classic also features cuts from DJ Jazzy Jeff. Of DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Nice.
So it's a fun little track, and it's called Classic, Shad and Scratch Bastard on CITR 101.9.
Classic
and it hasn't even happened yet. Bolt on that 100 meter dash with the fastest jet. Stepped on the track and I already lapped the best. That's the flex classic as a jazzy Jeff scratching set. Me and Bastard, we bout as classic gets. Classic as a Bob Cousy pass back to Havlicek. Going back to Cali like going back to snapping necks. Going back to Nazareth classic. Homie Shad's a vet. Going over heads like you haven't had your baggage checked. Cats is vexed, they just match the bet, but I stack the deck. All good, I take catch a check. Spitting that classic slang. Catching wreck, Matt correct, scratch the rest. We the classic.
You know my name.
Shad.
We not playing. I put words together like
mad. Trying to preach a sermon, I just keep returning to these same proverbs and wise words when I seek discernment. They find what I speak disturbing. They say my rap in this country. They say that rap in my country is like if Keith was Urban. Looking street with the heater burning. I smirking and keep concerning myself with real wealth and deeper learning. You see, fashion's just a flash in the pan, while classic stays classic till it's fashion again. So I'd rather be the baddest with a pad and a pen and just hop for a minute off some fat or a trend. That's a definition of classic. Shad with a gem, still bright when the lights of the camera. Cameras are dim in a lab on a limb, and I've been out a while. They just cool down, but I never turn down the dial. Thoroughbred veteran ahead by 1,000 miles, being this good, that can never go out of style, could it?
You know my name. We not playing. I put words together like magic.
It ain't the everyday style.
Man, this is classic. You know my name.
And you know that I'm the scratch.
A stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
Left out in the cold? Feel the love this January 29th at the Discorder February issue launch party at the Lido. Admission is free. Featuring Brass, Did You Die, and CITR Femme Concept DJs between sets. Come for a free night of music and the first peek at Discorder's first issue of 2015. Doors open at 8:30 this Thursday, January 29th at the Lido.
What up, what up? This is Shad. You're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you very much, Shad, for that station ID, and thank you to Shad for gracing our ears with the sweet sounds of classic, co-produced by DJ Jazzy Jeff. Yes, in honor of him hosting Q this week. We're all CBC fans here, but we are bigger CITR fans. So we want to remind you to come on out to Shindig tonight at the Hindenburg and also come out to our Discorder February launch party on Thursday at the Lido. Before we do that, we also want to quickly acknowledge that myself and Matt both happened to go check out the same show but in different venues this past week. I know Matt is a very vocal supporter of DFA 1979.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess they were in town last week. They played two nights. They played at the Vogue on Wednesday and at the Commodore on Thursday. So I understand you were at the Wednesday show.
I was. And, you know, I saw them before at Rifflandia, but Rifflandia is so much going on. You're in festival mode. You're kind of only picking and choosing what bands you're going to see. But I have to say, Matt, your enthusiasm for DFA has really piqued my interest. So when my friend sent me a text last Wednesday at lunchtime saying, I've got an extra ticket tonight, you want to go? I was like, hells yeah. So went to the Vogue. I actually forgot how, like when I think of the Vogue as being like this, you know, theater, which it is, but it's actually quite intimate because there's this whole like general seating or general floor area. So you actually can rock out. Whereas the Orpheum is, it's much more of a sit down and don't stand up in front of the people in front of you. Otherwise they're going to take a, get well, angry at you.
Well, for sure. And I shout out to, I guess, Live Nation, who put it on, for putting on an all ages show, because the Commodore is, of course, 19 plus, but the Vogue was licensed for all ages.
Although I didn't see too many youngsters there, to be honest.
I guess, I don't know, maybe it's a little, because anyone there for the nostalgia would be like my age or older.
Yeah.
So maybe not, but yeah, it was, I'm always stoked when a band puts on an all ages show, just because it's cool to see.
Yeah, well, but, I'll give you my impressions of a guy who's not nearly as big a fan as yours. I first off got to say I couldn't believe they were just. I know they're a two piece, but they sounded like they were at least a five piece. Like it's such a huge sound for just two guys. A lot of great rockin' tunes. I recognize a few of them, like Silhouettes, the track we played last week, Trainwreck 79, and some of the ones from their original release back in 04. Their stage presence was not bad. I wish they had a little more banter with the crowd.
Because they had a bit at the Commodore.
They only played more for an hour. But then again, you said they only have two albums.
They've only got two albums, and they're like a half hour long each. And then they've got an EP that's like 12 minutes. And they did play a good mix. They played their first track from their first EP, and they opened with the first track from the first album. Like they played all of the classics that you'd want them to play, and then they played like almost, I think, the entire new record.
I think they even sort of poked fun of themselves and said, "We're gonna play lots of hits tonight. Hope you guys like the hits." But aside from that, there wasn't a lot of banter, but nonetheless, it was a great sound. One thing I thought was really cool was when they came out for their encore, Sebastian doused his drum kit in water.
Yeah, that was really cool.
So when he was slamming the drums on the final couple of tracks, it was water spraying everywhere. It was a really cool effect.
That would have been I wish I'd had my, like, I wish I'd been there for, like, media, because photos of that would have been awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And I had my first mosh pit probably since about 2012.
There you go.
Which was cool, too. So great time Wednesday night.
One thing I'm going to mention before we play the song, though, is I tried to track down an interview. It didn't happen, unfortunately. But they're going to send me some stuff to give away on the show. So hopefully that'll be here by next week. If you tune in next week, we'll give away some Death From Above 1979 goodies on the show.
Nice.
So you can hear us every Tuesday at 5 on CITR.
Yes, we've been talking about them a lot last couple weeks, but for good reason. And now, by them giving us these prizes, they'll continue the conversation. In other words, they're always on.
They are always on. That's the name of the song we're going to play you. It's off the new record, The Physical World. And yeah, always on. CITR 119. Like, 'cause we're always, always, always.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9, always on. Jesse Keeler, Sebastian Granger, excuse me, better known as Death From Above 1979, playing back-to-back shows Wednesday and Thursday last week at the Vogue and the Commodore. Myself and Matt had the pleasure of being at one of those shows. We're about to wrap it up. It's been a great birthday theme here on Discord Radio. Thanks to everybody who made the show happen. DJ CJ, Matt Muse, Liz Holiday. Reminder, guys, of all the cool stuff happening tonight, of course, at the Hindenburg. The Shindenburg. It's Shindig semifinals number 3. And by the way, quick shout out to Josh and Christian for putting together this very cool promo video. We're going to put it on our Facebook page about last week's Shindig. Tonight, we've got, once again, Purple Hearts, Tarantula Head, and Feng Shui going head-to-head-to-head. Starts at 9:30. Shindig, Hindenburg. This Thursday is the Discord launch, February launch party at Lido. So much excitement happening. And, yeah, tune in to Discord Radio next week for the recaps of all that stuff. And follow us on Twitter, Facebook, all that good jazz. Coming up next is Flex Your Head with Mike. And we're going to end the show right now with Shred Kelly, whose brand-new album is released today. And we're going to play a track off that brand new album right about now. This track is Family on Family. Yeah, Shred Kelly, Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. See you next week.
We can start a life, save up for the things we need, and build a house among the trees and start it right. Oh, I say to you, what are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? For you, don't tell.